This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us here on the radio waves. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in just a few moments. You can also join us online anytime you like over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy the features you will find there. It's all completely free. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You get to create the content. You put it there on the site. Other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike it. And there's also some really cool new features to the site. It has been redesigned and for 2015, so it's super snazzy. Go and check it out at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you had a story you wanted to share with us. What is it?
Yeah, this is from the Huffington Post. It's from a gal named Casey Ferris, and she's a mother, a writer, an eater of Oreos, she said, and not necessarily in that order. It's very clever. What she's done is she's gotten kind of whipped up about a social media story, and social media is very much a part of our lives these days, and it was something that got really spread around. It was this post of a man and his daughter's prom date, kind of in a, you know, pose together like say a prom dates would be, and he says in it, "Whatever you do to me, whatever you do to my daughter, I'm going to do to you," right? Suggesting that
he's going to have sex with a young man.
Well, I guess that. If he's, I don't know exactly, right? Like, it's all kind of mixed up. You get it, that it's menacing, right?
I will penetrate you, son.
Right? There's that. There's perhaps a kiss, a rough-faced kiss, maybe a little stubble, big fat tongue in your mouth. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to go. But, I mean, you get it that it's a menacing idea. Now, it turns out that this post it's just a joke between a couple of families. Everybody's family was there. It's on board. It's all just ha-has.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds something like legit. It sounds like something someone would actually say.
I think it points out something that's very real in our culture, and that is that it is, I think, the last bastion of fathers to be able to protect their family is that they're allowed to threaten and menace the boyfriends of their daughters. And, like, this is it. This is all you can really do anymore. Crime rates are down.
How does that protect the family? That seems like it would cause trauma for the teenage daughter.
I think that mostly it does. Sure. I mean,
you're not allowing her to experience, or at least you're threatening her and her boyfriend in trying to stop them from experimenting, which they're inevitably going to do. You're just encouraging them to skulk around about it.
I guess that's what it's about. Sure.
Yeah.
Let me read a little bit here. The role of the overprotective father isn't a new one. It's a tried, tired concept that needs to just die already. Aside from the assumption that this lady says, "My daughter, not my daughter, I don't have a daughter. Yes, I also have daughters, she has sons too. Is incapable of good judgment and protecting herself and her standards. This ridiculous concept imagines my sons are likewise of the same, also don't have the same good judgment and standards. But I've known teenage boys, and I know how they think. I've been a teenage boy, and I know how they think." You've certainly heard that.
Okay.
And I've certainly said it. But thinking isn't doing, right? Like, what you think about, what you fantasize about, isn't what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it just seems like the opportunity, because if a boy and a girl have sex, it's not the boy's fault. You get that?
What?
If a boy and a girl have sex, it's not the boy's fault?
It's a mutual act.
Sure. Do you understand how the fathers might be viewing it that way? It's okay to ground your daughter for the behavior, but beat the male sex partner.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Right. I mean, it's an insult to this guy's daughter, or the dad's daughter. The suggestion is that you know, he's done a poor job of raising her. It's sort of like a tacit admission that he doesn't really trust his parenting ability in how he raised his daughter, because he suspects that she's constantly going to be having sex and, you know, being taken advantage of, supposedly, by these teenage boys, when, you know, maybe she's the one taking advantage of them.
Well, I don't know what advantage means, but she may be the aggressor.
Sexual aggressor.
Yeah,
sure.
Aggressor. And I think aggressor is the right term. The initiator, let's call it initiator.
There you go.
I think that's a better term. Aggressor has so much baggage to it. But it's also, there's this kind of funny thing to it. You get to, you know what it's fun to do? It's fun to threaten young men, boys compared to me. I'm a 44-year-old male. I am certain that I can take out the vast majority of 18-year-old males, because I just believe that having been in my body longer, I might experience some pain, but I understand how to fight better. I'm willing to use more tactics, these kind of things. I'm sure of it. I may be wrong, but I'm sure.
Okay.
And that it's okay, therefore, that these are the last ones. I wouldn't go around threatening a man of my age. I wouldn't threaten anybody, but for some reason it seems okay in people's minds if I might threaten the date of my daughter.
I don't think that's okay at all.
Yeah, but I think that we might be in a minority, or at least a thin majority. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I think you might be right about that. Did you encounter this when you were growing up? I mean, I didn't really at all, because I didn't really date at all. But did you have this experience as
now
a teenage boy?
Yep, now and then, sure.
What was it like?
What
was the worst case?
It was slightly uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. What happened? I mean, was it like the classic thing you see in all the movies where you're sitting waiting for the girl to get out of the bathroom, she's getting ready for the date, and dad sits you down and has a talk with you? Now, look, son,
I think
don't you mess around with my daughter.
It was usually done poorly, rather than well.
Not like in the movies.
In the movies, it's done well. If you're going to do it, you should do it well, right? It's done well in that fashion. Whereas for me, it was like, you know, where are you guys going? What are you doing? What are you thinking about dating my daughter? Things like that. The sort of intentions conversation. Mm-hmm. What are your intentions?
What do you think, buddy?
And I don't know that anyone necessarily knows what their intentions are.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, I mean, you know, maybe
Okay, hold on. Teenage boy
or teenage girl isn't thinking about sex.
I understand that, but I don't think that a father's necessarily concerned about sex at some point in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
If they, like, say they decide to get married, you know, then sex becomes something that's on the table. Right? You get that? There's no father that sits down a groom to be and says, "Well, son, it's okay if you marry my daughter, but you can't have sex with her."
You're right. I mean, the tradition is that the dad is handing his daughter over to this man, correct, for marriage?
Yes.
So he's released his control of her. This is ridiculous.
I think my wife, my wife's father walked her down the aisle. Yeah. My mother was my best man, though.
Okay.
You know, just decided that I had two good friends that were there in the audience. I didn't want to pick between them.
Pick. Okay.
So I thought it was better off. My
That's
mom
fair.
Been there all along. Let's just use her. I think that when you're dealing with this situation, you've got guys that feel like, to some extent, they have a societal role to have this kind of menacing conversation, at the very least a conversation about intentions. And what I'm saying is, as far as intentions go, is that, you know, hey, at some point in a relationship, if a couple continues to go out, sex is going to be on the table, right?
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, on a first date,
that's what it's all about, isn't it?
I mean, ultimately.
For most people, unless you're an asexual.
Yeah. On a first date, that doesn't happen too often for teenagers. At least it didn't
when I was
a kid. I don't know what it's like for teenagers.
Well, now they've got the hookup culture.
Okay.
Right? And that's supposedly a newer thing. I mean, I don't know how new it is, but it's certainly probably beyond our generation. The millennials, it seems, are this hookup culture where there's this sort of throwaway sex that happens between people. How popular that is, I don't know. I'm not in
I had one-night stands when I was younger, including when I was in high school, but that doesn't – we're talking sort of about a date here as opposed to a situation where people meet at a party. And that's a different situation. I don't know what it's like, but it's unlikely the hookup culture is showing up at the girl's house to be menaced by the father on a prom date. Does that make sense?
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you think it's okay? What kind of conversation do you think is okay to have with a young man who's, say, coming to date your daughter or your imaginary daughter, depending on the situation? 1-855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Obtaining a pre-approval can be a buyer's advantage. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. In recent years, mortgage guidelines have been tightened. A pre-approval that's been issued by a mortgage underwriter gets you through the process and uncovers potential pitfalls long before you become obligated by a purchase contract. Obtaining a pre-approval will allow you to be certain about the price range that's best for you. You'll know how much cash you'll need to bring to close, and you'll know what your maximum monthly payment will be. Understanding your limits will help you negotiate with confidence. Plus, since sellers like a sure thing, you may have an advantage over buyers who do not yet have a pre-approval. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate MLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, MLS 134251.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. The question mark that you had asked, my understanding of it, was what kind of conversation is acceptable to have with a young man who wants to date your daughter? The sort of classic situation of daughter's getting ready to go out on a date with this young man. He's come over. It's the first time, first date. He's there in the living room waiting, as you see in all the movies or whatever. And apparently this happens in real life, too. What is appropriate to say in these circumstances? There's a story that you're sharing with us from the Huffington Post, and we can continue with that here in a moment. Also, want to let you know about SaveAtPurse.com. It's SaveATPurse.com. You go there if you want to save big time on Amazon purchases. Actually, just had a listener of the show send me a message today saying she saved 45% on a recent purchase through Amazon by going to SaveAtPurse.com. 45%.
And you can get just about anything you need for your life on Amazon. If you were to, say, go for a year and only buy things on Amazon, I suspect you could survive. The only things I can really think of are sort of like produce.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Not fresh produce, maybe. They might have some aspect. It's such a big, thick website that I don't even know the answer to that.
They do sell gift cards on Amazon, though, so I think you can like get a Whole Foods gift card.
Yeah, you get a gift card and then go to a grocery store, yeah. So that's certainly a possibility, too. You can just about live on Amazon, and being able to get gigantic discounts then means that essentially you have a raise given to you by Free Talk Live.
So the average savings is 20% in the United States, and if you order something at 20% off, it usually only takes a couple hours to fulfill the order. The higher the percentage discount you want, the longer you have to wait, because basically what you're doing is you have to use Bitcoin, and so essentially you're selling your Bitcoin on a marketplace for whatever the percentage is above the market value. And you know, that's a brief explanation of how it works. You can go to SaveItPurse.com to learn more about it. But you know, so the higher your percentage, the longer it's going to take, in theory, to fulfill your order. But Tracy, who sent me this message online, that you know, mentioning she got 45% off, she said it only took a day and a half. So if you're not in a huge rush for something and you're willing to wait, then just place that order at SaveItPurse.com. Set it high. Set it to 45% off and let it sit for a few days and see what happens. It doesn't hurt to try that.
We've done that at my house. So there's something that I've got to buy for the pig pen and a little water heater. Winter's coming and, you know, I don't need it right away. It's not freezing at night yet.
So what'd you set it at?
I don't do these. My wife does them, but
let's talk about it then.
I suspect it's 35%, I think, is what we discussed.
All right, so you can choose your discount. Go to Save at Purse, SaveATPurse.com. Get started there. As we continue, Mark, you were sharing with us this Huffington Post editorial piece about a mom who's kind of frustrated with these, I don't know, jealous or angry dads, or I don't know how to best describe these dads who are super protective of their daughters. You know, in my opinion, this could backfire. This approach of threatening the young man, sort of subtly threatening him when he's there and, you know, trying to threaten him into not taking advantage or whatever or having sex with the daughter. You know, first of all, it's an insult to the daughter, suggesting she can't take care of herself and doesn't know how to choose, you know, make decisions in her life. But further, if I were that girl and I found out that my dad was threatening the boyfriend, I might be more likely to have sex with him.
Why?
Just out of spite.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're that kind of person.
Yeah.
It could be. There's a percentage of people who are like you, just do things that other people don't want them to do simply because of that. But I think it's, you know, for one, it's this interesting gender role thing that I don't think it happens very often that, you know, parents sit down the dates of their young their boys, their young men, and have conversations with them about, you know, their propriety beforehand or anything like that. It doesn't seem like that's a likely thing to occur. Excuse me, what are your intentions with our son? You know, that doesn't
happen. Oh, yeah.
We've also heard,
because women aren't seen as the sexual initiators in our society, but in my experience, they absolutely are in a lot of cases.
I think that I think that it's becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
I think it's powerful and good that women, you know, be able to make these decisions. They need to be prepared for rejection. You know, like that happens when you make advances. And, you know, obviously there's consequences that go along with it. You know, protection might be a good idea if that's what they're going to do. Nonetheless, I think We've read some stories here on Free Talk Live where, say, a father catches a daughter and her boyfriend doing it in the bed, right? Like
in the house?
Right. They think that, you know, dad's away, mom's away, now's a good opportunity. I don't know how many of us did this, but I can say that I did. I would assume that it's a relatively good percentage. That
meaning
did.
You had sex in your girlfriend's parents' house?
I have had sex in my girlfriend, you know, when I was in high school, so yeah. both the girlfriend's house and my house
Got
when
it.
People were away. And, you know, obviously you don't do it when they're there. So
depends, but okay.
Okay. And so in this case, the in one case, the story we read a couple of years ago, the father beats the young man, you know, it seems, and it's just okay. Nobody seems to have a problem with it. The police, I believe, charged him, but, you know, I don't know whatever happened with the charges or anything like that, but, you know, we brought it up on air, and people are like, good, you have sex in my house, be prepared to get your butt beat. You notice the father didn't go after the daughter. Would it have been okay? I mean, at what point is it okay? Does it cease to be a fine idea to hit your children? I don't know.
I think it's always inappropriate to hit your kids.
Well, there's going to be a different argument.
I'm against spanking.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of arguments there. And I think that this is, it's an interesting question about parentage, you know, how you deal with kids and these sorts of things. And I'm sure I deviate from the average person when I say, look, if my son's going to go out with your daughter, do me a favor and don't threaten him. Because, hey, Mr. Daughter's father, whatever you threaten my son with, I'm going to threaten you with. How's that? How's that feel, Mr. Grown Adult, threatening a 16, 17-year-old young man? How's it feel to have a 44-year-old guy who's fully capable of defending himself say that whatever you threaten to do to my son, I'm going to do to you? Because that's a really crappy thing to say to a young man because you don't like the feeling of me saying it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I would, in fact, if this occurred, I would say, you should stay away from those people. That family's messed up. That girl is from a messed up family.
Yeah.
And you don't want them. It
usually works out pretty bad.
Yeah, ultimately, apples tend not to fall far from trees. And so.
Yeah, but sometimes. I see where you're coming from. But sometimes, you know, having over oppressive, ridiculous family members can result in a person not wanting to be like their parents. Right?
It doesn't make them good just because they've decided to do a few things different than what their parents did. I don't know. I mean, maybe this is the only way that these parents are crappy parents. But it sounds like this is the shortcut at the end of the trail where, you know what, I've done a really crappy job raising my daughter. And now I want you to keep your hands off of her.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. What experience do you have with this? Have you been the dad? Have you been the young male? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, parents are concerned about their kids. And when they become teenagers, they get more concerned because sex becomes a very real possibility.
Because teenagers, sort of from an evolutionary, historical standpoint, are adults. But adults that we don't feel like, and frankly, I don't think in many ways societally are prepared for adulthood. So if you look at Romeo and Juliet, these were young people, but they were old enough to apparently fall in love.
Weren't they like 12 or something like that?
I think that she was, and I think he was a bit older than that.
Yeah.
But by today's standards, this would be molestation. Nonetheless, when you're talking about, modern humans have been around for 100,000 years, and 10,000 of that, we've had a modern agrarian culture. Of that 10,000, at what point were women and men generally getting married? I can tell you that in Coal Miner's Daughter, that Loretta Lynn got married at something like 12 or 13 years old, 14 years old. I can't remember what exactly it is, but, young people have been entering into adult relationships as long as there have been young postpubescent people.
So what's an appropriate way to handle this, if handling it at all is necessary? I mean, if you've done a good job of raising your kids and have educated them about, you know, the dangers of sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy, for instance, then, you know, really, I don't think you need to say anything to anybody. Maybe have a conversation just to chat the guy up so you can get a feel for who he is and, you know, where he's from and his background and all that.
Yeah, I think you probably should know the people that are, you know, coming into your home.
But the threats are completely unnecessary. Let's go to Sarah, listening in Wisconsin to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
When I was 27 years old and my husband-to-be met my father for the first time, my father's question was, what is your opinion of prostitution?
It's an interesting question.
What is your opinion of prostitution? All right.
Should it be legalized? My husband was 1 year out of law school, and that was my father's first question to him.
And what was his answer? Just curious.
He thought it should be legalized.
As he should. I mean,
what did your father think about that?
Being a Lutheran minister, no.
He didn't like it, huh?
No, he did not agree.
So apparently that didn't end your relationship at that point. What happened?
We were married 3 months later.
And did Dad go to the wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this is a theoretical question as opposed to a, you know,
right.
Do you think my daughter should enter the realm of prostitution is an entirely different question. So I think this is just theory.
Look, son, you're not a pimp, are you?
Right.
Yeah.
My husband will never forget his first meeting with my father.
I bet he won't.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate
you.
It.
Great story.
Yeah, our toll-free. Now, that's what I want to hear tonight is, you know, stories. What are people's experiences with this first time meeting the dad kind of thing? And have the roles ever been reversed? Has it ever been mom who sat down and, you know, threatened a young man or reverse threatened a young lady or something like that? Does that ever happen?
It certainly doesn't, quite a mom.
It certainly doesn't happen in the movies, but, you know, real life's not the movies. So if you've got a story you want to share with us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I would think that it's not a bad idea to know who your children are hanging out with, but I suspect that the people that they're hanging out with, the ones that are of the most trouble, you're least likely to meet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. They're not going to bring home the bad boy kind of thing.
Right.
What you mean?
Yeah, or the bad boy's going to give the trouble already before we really have a chance to, or those sorts of things.
You can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. So I wish I had, you know, a story to relate on this subject, Mark, but
you have never been. Have you met a father of any of the gals that you've been in a relationship with?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have met all of their, all three of their fathers. Yes.
Okay.
And in one case, with my girlfriend who was fairly young, she's a teenager, he did threaten me. So I did get threatened by some dad, but that was more of like, she's 16 years old kind of threat. The suggestion being that she can't make decisions for herself because she's only 16. And obviously she can, in my opinion. And
well,
she did.
Yeah, make the decision not to live there, was a decision that she chose to make. So, yeah, I mean, it's, all I can say
and with
is
her stepdad. Anyway,
it seems inappropriate to threaten your daughter's dates. And so there you go.
Matt is on the line with us. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I was just listening in on my 93.1, just hearing about, you know, the dating conversation.
Yes, sir.
And so, like, I mean, I had a situation where, the girl I was dating at the time, her father wasn't in the picture, but her older brother was.
Ah, and this so, is like, probably the most dangerous of them. I hadn't even considered the older brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was really, like, intimidating and such, and, like, you know, I kind of stood up for myself and, like, didn't take it, but, you know, it was really intense, and
it was intense in what way?
I think that the intimidation isn't, you know, isn't the right tactic to go by any means.
What was he doing? I mean, I can understand.
What was he doing or saying? Yeah.
I mean, was he sitting there sharpening a knife or something? I mean, what was so intense about it?
Well, you know, I mean, I came over and we were going to go out and whatnot, and he, like, pulled me aside and he's like, hey, just so you know, like, I need you to respect this family and respect, you know, this house and everything, which I'm totally cool with, but, like, the way that he intimidated me and talked to me, like, it was not, you know, it was not something that I was, like, having, really.
Did it affect how the rest of the night went, or did you just do what you were intending to do anyway?
Oh, yeah, he tried to pull me outside and, like, start a fight and everything, and, you know, and just, like, it's not the way that you talk to people. It's not the way that you talk to anyone, especially someone who might possibly be, like, trying to, like, be welcoming into the family.
Do you feel like...
is, like, not the route.
Did you feel like this guy was, you know, generally he is a jerk, or do you feel like this guy felt pressured into sort of, since the father wasn't in the picture, you know, what am I supposed to do in this circumstance? I can see why a young man might feel that way. Like, what am I supposed to do? What am I? And, you know, which one do you feel is more likely?
Well, I don't, it seemed like he had like a grasp over the whole family. Like he would do this to the other family members too, and I was like, this isn't right. And that's, I mean, you made a point earlier about how, like, you know, the, like, if, you know, that's a family you kind of want to get away from and stuff. And, you know, I still stuck it out, and, like, I tried to, like, be there for the girl that I was dating at the time, but...
Matt, thanks for sharing your story with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join the discussion, whether you were on the receiving end of these threats or you've been someone who had given those threats in the past, maybe you can justify your actions. Why are you doing that? Did you do it because someone did it to you? A lot of times that's sort of a cycle of abuse, right? Somebody abuses another person, and then the person who's been abused will continue that cycle and find someone else to replicate
that. Yeah, feel like it's acceptable or necessary to do that. Absolutely.
So if you want to share your experience, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And then if, you know, if not, or maybe you want to go in a different direction, what is an appropriate way to handle a situation where the, you know, the young man has been brought over for the first time and he's in the home, you know, waiting to go out on a date?
Yeah, Tim, obviously you want to find out about people.
Tim's on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just calling to share my experience with the current topic. It's kind of reversal, though. You know, you were talking about, you guys were talking about how the guys are always portrayed as the initiators or whatever. Well, I was...
Hold that thought, Tim. I want to hear the rest of your story. We're going to bring you back. More with Tim in Virginia, and your calls and thoughts are welcome here. We've also got Skype, by the way, if you want to Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about the dating realm of being a teenager and, you know, meeting the parents for the first time, specifically being the young male and meeting the female's parents for the first time. But, you know, does this happen in gay relationships too? I mean, that's not addressed in the story from the Huffington Post, but if a young man brings his young boyfriend to the home, does dad also take the time to threaten the young boyfriend?
Not. My guess would be in that circumstance that males are able to take care of themselves, that that women are petite little flowers and unable to protect themselves. Now, there's the realm. The unsaid part here is sort of the date rape part of this, and I don't think that it's likely. I'm just speculating here. In the realm of date rape, I suspect the date rapers rarely go to the house of beforehand, to the house of the people that they might do this to.
Okay.
That these folks are the ones that, you know, meet at parties and these kind of things. Take advantage of somebody who's had too much alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had very limited experience in this realm. That's just my guess.
So, you know, if I were going to be, and I'm not a dad, but if I were the dad in this circumstance, I would want to get to know the young man and, you know, hopefully feel good about his quality of being a good person. And then I would want to be a resource for him. Like, hey, you know, if you need some help, here's my business card. Give me a call. Because sometimes kids get in trouble when they're out and about and or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the enemy of this guy at all. Now, if you need business cards, you can go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, will get you 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's an up to a 50% savings over the regular site pricing. It's a great deal. And you can customize everything about these cards. Customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. Plus, you can even upload your existing logo to one of Vistaprint's designs. Or if you've got your entire design worked out already, just upload the entire design. That's what I did. I've got the victimless crime spree palm cards that I made through the Vistaprint super easy system that they have on their site. It's really easy to put the cards together. Go and try it out for yourself and use code FTL to save big time. You get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com with code FTL. You enter that code at the checkout after you've already gone through the design process, which, again, is super easy. And they've got an amazing customer service experience. They guarantee that you'll love your products every time or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com and then use code FTL to get 500 custom business cards for just $9.99. We're back with Tim in Virginia. He wanted to share his thoughts here. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, hey guys, I was just saying that, I was always the shy one, and the girls always was the aggressor and or initiator, I guess is the word we're using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like initiator.
The initiator. And so, I no idea why, but there was never a shortage of girls vying for my attention, and my mother, had a hard time swatting them away. I remember specifically this one time, this was in the mid-90s, there was landlines. Mom picked up the phone while I was on the phone with this girl. This girl's like 3 years older than me, telling me all these things she wants to do to me sexually, and my mom just lit into her. She hated that girl. Absolutely hated her. I ended up forbidding me to go to her house and all these other things.
Did she forbid you before or after she got on the she heard the conversation?
She didn't like the girl beforehand, but, she forbade me afterwards, and, it didn't stop me, but...
Of course not. It just made you more cautious. It made you more careful.
Exactly.
You didn't want to get caught, and so you took extra precautions, right?
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Good story, man. And that was good because it was a role reversal, because that was what I was asking for. Was there ever a situation where mom was threatening over, female?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dad was in Maine, so mom had to do it. She tried, but I ended up with a kid at 16 anyway, so.
Oh, man.
It didn't matter.
I can say as a young person, I wasn't very, I didn't have a lot of discretion, I wonder what it would be like in a world where young men are saddled with the role of having discretion the same way that young women are today. So it seemed like, at least when I'm dating, it's been a while, but that women were, there's the keys to the, they keep the keys to the sex machine, right? And that you've got to talk them into turning the keys in the ignition. My analogy's falling apart. But, whereas for me, it was just like, what any port in a storm, almost.
Tell me this, Tim. You mentioned you had a kid at age 16. Was it with the same girl that your mom was threatening?
No, absolutely not. That was a few years later.
So, 16 years old, pretty young, did you not know about sexually transmitted diseases in pregnancy? You just didn't care about condoms?
Knew all about that. I just didn't care.
Yeah. Just throwing caution to the wind,
I was 16, so.
Yep. Nothing's going to happen to you.
Hey, thanks, Tim, for your call, man. I appreciate the story. Yep, toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. To me, if I were the parent, that would be my main concern. Because I think that a lot of this comes from a hang-up over sex, period, that a lot of Americans have, sort of this puritanical culture that we're still saddled with in the United States. But the real concern, I don't think, should be the act of sex. It should be the possible consequences of the sex, meaningly.
Sure.
sexually transmitted diseases and babies.
Pregnancy, yeah.
And so, you know, but even so, and maybe from that perspective you could argue that that would be an appropriate conversation to have, but that is still unnecessary because talk about awkward, right? Like, if, you know, sitting there with the young man, like, you got condoms,
can I flip you to some condoms here, pal?
I mean, that'd be weird. But, you know, it's if you're having that conversation, it's evidence that you haven't done it with your daughter in that case. You haven't had the conversation with her, or you haven't been effective at it, or you're worried about your effectiveness at it. Because if you've done a good job of explaining sexually transmitted diseases and the risks involved in pregnancy and all of that, then presumably your daughter will already be armed with condoms and will insist that they be used. And ultimately, no conversation with the young man is going to verify that those things will be the case. You know, only the moment when it actually happens will you ever know, and Dad, you're not going to be there for that.
You know, when it comes to trying to minimize these things happening in your child's life, there's a couple of routes, right? Like when it comes to saying that sexually transmitted diseases in babies, there's a couple of routes. You could say sex is bad until you're 18 or married or some arbitrary point in the future. Or you can say, look, I'm here as a resource and I want to help you in this circumstance. I do not want you to make bad decisions and I want to help you make good decisions. So perhaps if you're going to have sex, why don't you do it here? Now, that is probably a felony and most certainly a misdemeanor.
Wait, what's the felony?
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor, saying that the two kids can have sex at your house.
What's the delinquency?
Having sex.
That's not a crime.
Unless
the person's over 18 or whatever, and the
this isn't legal advice.
Okay.
But I would be willing to bet that if you you know, we're talking about two 16-year-old kids here, that
fully legal for them to have sex.
Depends
on
the state.
But in most places, it's fully legal for them to have sex.
I would bet you that there is a minor, but it may not be sex.
If two people under the age of 18 are having sex with one another, that's not statutory rape by definition.
I didn't claim it was statutory rape. I said it was delinquency of a minor.
No. Delinquency of a minor has to do with existing laws that are already being broken. So in order to contribute to the delinquency of a minor, you as the adult have to, or the legal adult, have to provide something that assists the minor in committing a criminal act. Meaning that if, let's say, you provide them with alcohol, you have contributed to the delinquency of the minor
in that case.
How about
15-year-olds? I mean, 15-year-olds make just as bad a decision as the 16-year-olds do.
Unless it's illegal for the people to be having the sex, you can't be guilty of contributing to delinquency. Okay, so if two 15-year-olds...
Is it illegal for 15-year-olds to have sex?
I don't think so. No, there's generally... And again, I don't know what all 50 states' rules are, but generally, two teenagers fooling around with one another, as long as they're both under the legal age, generally is legal. That's my understanding of it.
Okay.
Now, you know, once one person gets over the legal age and the other person is under the legal age, then you have issues with statutory rape. And I suppose you could then maybe be charged with contributing in that particular case. But I don't think so. Well, no, that's not the case either, Mark. So let's say that you were, let's say your daughter is 16 or 15 and the boyfriend's 18 and you allow them to have sex in your home. The minor did not actually commit a crime. And so, therefore, you're not contributing to their delinquency, and you can't be contributing to the delinquency of the 18-year-old. So, no, you can't be charged with contributing to delinquency for allowing people to have sex.
Just an assumption.
That's not my legal. It's not legal advice. That's just my interpretation of the laws as I have read them. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. So if you were to provide a handgun to a teenager and they went and robbed a liquor store, that'd be contributing. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.